You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody, to another edition of Your Spiritual GPS. Yay! Your Spiritual GPS to Success. Come on. Oh, I love it. I love it. I really do. I just love y'all hand claps. I really do. To all of my friends all over, I thank you so very much for tuning in to the show. I am so grateful that you're here. I'm your intuitive life coach, by the way. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know what? Today I have a great show for you. I'm really, really excited. And we have our live radio audience. So if you want to be a part of the live broadcast taping, what you need to do is text the word LOA to 40691. Okay, text the word LOA to 40691. And also, don't forget, go to our new website, drmichaelmosley.com. Yeah, Dr. D-R, just spell D-R, D-R-M-I-C-H-A-E-L. MOSLEY.com. Would you do that? Go to the new website. Let me know what you think. You can find out more about me and my life, my wonderful children, my beautiful darling wife, and all the different things that I'm doing and where I'm be, because I'm traveling. I really am. This summer, I'm on the go. Going to Kansas City, going to Nashville, going to Texas, a couple other places we're going. So listen, log on to the website and really find out what Dr. Mose is all about. Where you gonna be this week, okay? And also, I want to thank you, those of you that are connected with us on Facebook. I really do appreciate you. Look under Dr. Michael Mosley on Facebook. Would you find me? And like me. I like you. Believe it or not, I really do. I really do. I like you. Okay? So find me on Facebook. I would love to connect with you and even chat with some of you. Now, I'll be honest. I got to get better at responding because some people, I just, you know, before you know it, the week go by so fast. And the summertime is a very hectic time for me. I have a son that's going off to college. And, oh, y'all got to pray for me because I'm not handling that too well. I'm not. I'll be honest. I ain't handling that one too well. He's going to Hawaii, and I just ain't doing too good with it. But maybe if y'all pray with me, I can make it through. I believe I can. But so much is going on, and I just love you and thank you very much for your support. You know what? Today, I was trying to find a subject for this, but I guess for the lack of a better way of saying it, I'm really going to say, if you look for good, you'll find God. That's what I really want to talk about. How to look for good. You know, there is something good about your life right now. Some say, I don't believe it is. But trust me, we're going to talk about raising your vibration a little bit to find that good. Find the positive actions that are going on in your life. We're going to have a wonderful show, so get ready. Text somebody. Let them know. You need to listen to this podcast. You need to download this app, whatever you got to do. But they must be a part of today's show. And don't forget, if you want to be a part of our live radio audience, text the word right now, LOA. To 40691. And I'm going to go to our audience, and I'm going to take some questions, some comments, give a few readings. We're just going to have a lot of fun. Don't go nowhere, okay? You're into your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Shows, someone told me, said, oh, you got just the swankiest music. I thank you. I really do. I appreciate it. I wish I was the composer, you know, the musician or something. I wish I was. But, you know, it's just nice to listen to music that relax you. that will also raise your vibration, you know. And sometimes it can even lower your vibration in a good way, you know, depending on how you look at it. But I guess it's all better to say to raise it, huh? Even if you want to calm down, just raise your vibration to a level of calm. How about that? You know, raise your vibration to a level of peacefulness and tranquility. But it's good. You know, what do you do to relax? I would like you to text me and let me know. Now, some of you have already started texting me, and you can too. Those of you that are listening to this program, you can text me at 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448. What do you like to do to relax? What is it that motivates you to, you know, raise your vibration? Maybe that's a certain type of music that you like to listen to. Maybe somebody like to eat ice cream or go outside and walk in the, what is it, walk in the grass. Maybe that's something that you like to do. But what do you like to do for relaxation? I'm curious just to find out. What is it that you like to do? You know what? Today, this is what we're talking about. Raising your vibration, raising your level of peace. And I guess, again, I'm talking about if you find good, you'll find God. And it's important. Where did this all start from? Where did it all come from? Well, I was going on Facebook the other day, and I saw a post that really kind of annoyed me. It really did. And, you know, basically, it was so many times we find fault in everything. We find fault in almost every. You know, there's some people that, not all, but there are just some people, and it just annoyed me. I guess it wasn't the day for me to read that particular post. It wasn't directed to me, no, but it just annoyed me how sometimes we're so quick to say, I don't like this, I don't like that, you know, I don't like this person, I don't like that person. And, you know, I'm a preacher, so it really was bothering me that they was talking about another preacher. I don't like him because he got too much money, and this preacher over here has all these homes and all this money. It doesn't make any sense, and, you know, we don't like a person because they're gay. We don't like a person because they're rich. We don't like a person because they work in a nice job. It's so much negativity. And I made that statement, if we would just raise our vibration to find the good in life, find the good in life, you'll find God. And do you know, y'all, someone had the nerve to tell me, well, that's just it. God is not in everything. And my response was, how do you know that? How do you know? Because there are many of us, it is because of a negative situation that we did find God. We found a level of peace that we never had before. It was when you were trying to master the push-ups, and when you really got it, it's like you found peace and confidence that you never had before. Maybe, and I tell people this, could it be that the devil that you or a lot of people refer to is no more than a good fitness trainer? You know, that kind of fitness trainer said, come on, give me another lap. You come on, we can run a little. And, you know, you get mad at them like, I'm going to knock you out when I get through running. I promise you, God, give me strength. You know, could it be? Because sometimes we do, or we all kind of, I don't want to say we all, but some of us need that tough love or that extra push or even that rough exterior to really push us, to motivate us. You know, no matter what is in your life right now, it is so needed to raise your vibration. I guess that's really what I'm talking about, raising your vibration. How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you raise your vibration to feeling good? How do you raise your vibration to a status of being at peace? How do you do? But it is possible. Please understand. Yes, it is very, very possible. But you got to watch. How are you going about life? You know, that's too broad. Let's bring that down. How are you going about today, right now, this very minute, this very hour? How are you going about where you are right now? Is your vibration high? Is it low? Then if it is, though, be honest with yourself and do something to raise that vibration. Do you know sometime, and I have heard this suggestion, there are times when I just have to shut everything down and go take a nap. I really do. And once I take a nap, and it's a lot of times it's just a 15-minute nap or 20-minute nap, and I'm back up and boom, it just, what they call a power nap, it really does. It does wonders for me. I'm just ready to go. Sometimes you got to watch something funny on TV, but you got to do something that will raise your vibration. If you look at life and you see some things that you are attracting, it's an indicator of the level that you are vibrating. What is your energy level right now? What are you doing in your life right now? Even if somebody listening to this broadcast, you may be walking in the park, you may be running, you may be exercising, you may be on your way home from work, or you may be going to work, wherever you may be doing a lot of things, but it's important to understand, where is my vibration right now? What am I attracting to me right now? Because whatever you are vibrating, that's what you are attracting. Whatever you are vibrating, whatever you're putting out there, that is what is coming to you. So it's so important to raise your vibration. Think on something good. Think on something wonderful. I found out that so many times we're trying to solve our problems, but the best way to solve your problem is to not think about it. Because whatever you think about, that's what you expand. That's what you bring more into your life. You know what? I had a nice home. I really did. And it got to the point where I just could not maintain it. And I was just so stressed. Oh, but you know what caused the stress? Because I always tell people, I can get in a house. Oh, yeah, I can get in one. And I love that home. I really did. But when I got in it, then I made the mistake. This is before I knew about the power of law of attraction. What I made the mistake was I kept looking at what I did not have. I kept looking at, I don't have this, the money for this, and I don't have the money for this. And then more and more money started getting thinner and thinner, tighter and tighter, and almost just totally evaporated from my life. You see, because I kept focusing on what I don't have. Now, a lot of you are Christians that are on here, and isn't it a scripture in the Bible, which I know it is, that let us know all things are possible to him that believe? All things are possible to you that you believe. Now, another scripture says it this way, that now to him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. Watch this part now. According to the power that works in you. There's something that is working in you that is bringing about good or challenging thoughts and challenging actions. You can't blame everybody. You cannot blame this person and that person. You got to say, hey, it's my fault. And I have to agree. It was my fault. We moved out of that home, went into foreclosure, and we left. But it was me. And now I realize what I did wrong. I kept looking at what I did not have. And what I kept looking at, lack came more and more in. I made an open door for lack to just come on in. You know, have you ever done that? You're looking at what you don't have, and all of a sudden, more and more, maybe the job went down, and maybe your credit score went down, you know, went up, however it is, but problems came in. And you just like, what is going on? Why is it like one thing right behind the other? Will I ever get a break? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Huh? Have you ever had that situation where you're wondering, will I ever get a break? Yeah, you will. You will. But sometimes we have to look at what we want. Whatever is problematic in your life, whatever is causing you so many problems, don't look at that. Ignore it right now until you're able to be in a place where you can handle it. Now, how do you know you can handle it? When you can look at that problem and still smile. When you're able to look at that situation and still feel good. See, you got to practice vibrating at a high level. It is possible. Yes, you can do it. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break, and I want to talk about that. How do you vibrate at a high level? Practice it. It is possible. Listen, I'm getting ready to go to the phone lines in just a few minutes. I think our live audience, I think they are ready. Tell somebody else you need to be a part of the show. Text the word LOA to 40691. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach. Now, I want you to practice raising your vibration. Somebody text me right now and say, I'm raising my vibration. I'm thinking on something wonderful, like a nice T-bone steak. I'm thinking on something wonderful. How about that, huh? Somebody said, I'm thinking about my wife or my good friend. No problem. Whatever causes you to feel good, think about it right now. Raise your vibration. I'll be right back. To your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, we're talking about raising your vibration on today. Finding good and you'll find God. I promise you that. Look for the good in anything. And how do you do that? By practicing vibrating on a higher level. Practice vibrating on a higher level. You know what? Again, wherever you are vibrating, that's what you are attracting. So you want to practice thinking good thoughts, thinking positive thoughts. You know what? If you find yourself that you're thinking negative, do like I do. Sometimes I take a nap. Sometimes I meditate. Sometimes I really do. I shouldn't do it, but sometimes I go get me some ice cream. But do whatever you need to do to relax yourself, to get on that higher vibration, because wherever you're vibrating, that's what you're attracting. Let's say, for instance, have you ever got up that one morning and looked like you're just having a great day? You know what, ladies, the hair was on point. Your outfit was just together. Then you ate a nice breakfast. Then you got on the highway and it was just smooth sailing. Look like things are just wonderful. See, you're vibrating at a high level because of the way you feel, not by the circumstances around you, but by the way you feel. And then when you're on that high vibration, somebody can walk up to you and say, good morning. You say, oh, good morning. How you doing? You see, you're vibrating on a higher level. Even if the traffic is kind of bad, you're like, well, at least I can listen to my music, or I can listen to Dr. Mosley, your spiritual GPS to success, while I'm in traffic. You see, you're vibrating on that high vibrational level. But likewise, have you ever seen somebody that's vibrating low? They get up out of bed and maybe they stomp their toe on the bed and, maybe just problem after problem. You know, they ran out of toothpaste and they had to go find some and, you know, just all kind of problems. And maybe the outfit that they had desired to wear, they looked at it. It's a stain on it, and that messed up that day. Now they got to go back through the closet and find something else. And you get to work, and you say it to them, good morning, like, how you doing? I'm all right. Leave me alone. You know, they had that energy, and it looked like one thing right behind the other. And you look at them like, what has happened to you? Why are you on a bad mood? And we say this. Have you ever heard somebody say this? You woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Somebody done cursed you or something. What is the matter? You know what? They're vibrating on a low level. And they have to raise that vibration. And some of us, if I don't get enough sleep, I know that about myself. I'm going to be vibrating on a low level. You know, have you ever, because that's happened to me, when even your darling kids, you know they're so sweet, but you're like, you get irritated real quickly. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Don't y'all leave me by myself now. Ain't nobody texting me now. Anybody know what I'm saying? You know, have you ever felt like that? Even your wife or your spouse, your husband, whoever, you know, they don't mean no harm. Daddy, can I have this? All right, hurry up. You know, but they just kids. You are just vibrating on a low level. And you are attracting more negativity. You have to get on that high vibrational level. And then this is why you have to be very cautious when people call you or they're telling you their problems, because sometimes that problem will pull you down and you start getting mad at so-and-so's wife because they're telling you all the stuff that she did, and now you're getting ticked off as well. Now, some people, when they call me, I don't let them bring me down too much because they don't like that. Some people really don't like it because they're telling me, well, she did this and she did that. Well, you know, maybe it's just this. Maybe that they're going, oh, Mosley, you just too nice. I'm like, well, you know, hey, there is two sides to every story. See, you got to lift yourself up to that high vibrational level, because some people, they don't mean no harm, but they will pull you down. And now you upset at this person's friend or whatever, and now you're attracting negativity to your own life because you're upset at somebody else's business that don't even have nothing to do with you. Be very cautious of where you're vibrating. Be aware. Why are you mad? You know what the real reason why I'm mad? Because I had a talk with so-and-so, and he was telling me about the issues that are going on with his mama, and I'm upset because her ex-husband is really causing so much havoc on the family. You see? I've had situations where one phone call have just really made me upset, and I got to, Mosley, you got to get yourself back on a high vibration. Because if you stay here, you're going to attract this. And then, husband and wives, if you ever get to the point where you upset at your spouse, you're vibrating on a low vibration, and guess what happens? You go start attracting more and more negativity. Well, you know what? He didn't let the toilet seat down. And you know what? The other day, he used up all the tissue and didn't replace the roll. And then we're not going to even talk about how he messed up that roast I was cooking by turning the oven up higher. And you know what? He did X, Y, and Z. See, you're starting more and more operating on a lower vibration, and you're attracting more and more negative energy to you. Raise your vibration and say, well, you know, at least he is, he's able to go to the restroom. He's able to really, he's a healthy man, and I love him. You know, we're going to work on it. At least he did get the other tissue the other week. So I just got to gently remind him and be appreciative of what he does do well. He changed the light bulb. He made sure the car was washed. You know, he did something good for me, and I appreciate him for that. He allowed me to live in a nice home, or he's working harder for me to do greater things. That's something that you love about your spouse. Start operating on that higher vibration. Everything is not negative. And all the time, please know this, wherever there's bad, there's good. Now, we say this in church, especially in the African-American church. We used to say this all the time. He's the lily in the valley. That means even though you're down in a valley experience, Jesus is that beautiful lily that is there to say, I'm right here with you. No matter how dark things may be, there is a glimmer of light somewhere. There is. I pray that makes sense to somebody. You know, we always say this in church too. He's a present help in the time of trouble. Wherever there is darkness, there is light. We may have to look a little closer or even a little deeper, but it's there. It's there. And I know some people say, well, this person lost their life, and that's a tragedy. Yes, it is. It is a tragedy. But the light could be that it gives us motivation to love our friends, our family, just a little bit tighter, a little bit harder, a little bit more intense. See, there's the lights everywhere. Well, I don't know my daddy. He wasn't in the house. He didn't raise me, but he did give life to you. You are very, very special. And so that's what we must understand. There is light everywhere. You just got to look a little deeper, a little closer. Just look a little deeper, and you will see, and you will experience the light. I guarantee it. I promise you that you will. All right? So now, everybody, are you raising your vibration? Are you raising it? Come on, think about something good. Don't try to solve your problem right now. Just raise your vibration. Because in raising your vibration, guess what? You really are solving the problem. You're focusing on where you want to be. This is how I want to feel. I want to feel excited. I want to feel love. I want to feel happy. Well, focus on those beautiful thoughts. And guess what? You'll begin to experience them. I promise you will. I'm pinky promise. I'm serious. Listen, text me. Let me know where you're listening to me from. Would you do that for me? And I'm getting ready to go to the phone line next. I promise you. Okay, hold on. I'm coming right to you. You can be a part of our live audience. Text the word LOA to 40691. Now, while you're doing that, raise your vibration. Okay, raise it right now. Your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Yes. And you know what? I am cheering you on. I'm rooting you on to your success. And part of that success right now is just raising your vibration. Find something good about life right now. Oh, we can all, it's easy to find the negativity. It really is. It's easy. We could easily find what is going wrong. Hey, this bill due, that bill due, and hair won't act right. I got problems here. And we know that. But if you really want to be, can I say this, a professional manifester, you know, if you really want to use the law of attraction professionally, be a person that can find the good. Find something positive in everything. Find something positive. You know, even in death, I've learned to appreciate family more. Sickness, I've learned to enjoy life more. Because you know what they always say, you don't miss your well till the water runs dry. Oh no, I'm sorry, the other way. You don't miss your water until the well runs dry. I knew it was one way. But you know what? You don't really appreciate your foot or your finger or whatever until it gets into pain where you can't. And y'all, I was in pain the other day. God help in heaven, help me. I had to go to the doctor. I'm like, what is this? Wow, but I'm better now. I really am. But all that pain make you stop in your tracks, right? Somebody know what I'm talking about. But raise your vibration and believe in the power of the universe to bring the good vibrations even more into your life. You know what? There have been those of you that I got a wonderful call the other day, and someone really spoke a word to me. Said, "I really enjoy your show. I really do. Thank you very much." And they said to me, "Can I give?" In church, we call it an offering, and that's what they did say. They said, "Can I give an offering to you? Because I'm from the church, and you just really motivated me." And they were reading a book, I think by Edwin Gaines. I believe that's the author. And they said, a way to prosperity is by giving. And they asked me, could they give to me? And I was so appreciative of them. And I thought about it. And they even encouraged me to make an announcement to others. She said, "Dr. Mose, there may be other people that may want to give to you. Because you really," she told me this. She said, "You're my radio pastor." I said, "You sure about that?" She said, "Yes, you're my radio pastor." She said, "I'm supposed to give. According to that book, I'm supposed to give where I get my inspiration." And she said, "You have really inspired me." So she told me to make the request and the appeal to others. Maybe you would like to give, and maybe you want a reading. I would love to give a reading to you. You can definitely call my office or go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay? drmichaelmosley.com. All right, go ahead on. I would love, and you can give right there on that site. It's a donate page right there. And we do. Believe it or not, I'm not too proud to say we do solicit your support to keep us going, keep us doing what we got to do. You know, what they say, nothing is free. So, you know, we really do enjoy coming on the radio and just really inspiring you because you inspire me as well. And I thank you so much. So if you feel led to operate in the prosperity laws of giving, I encourage you to do so. Go to the website, Dr. Michael Mosley, and you can give a wonderful, generous offering that we can continue staying on the network and doing the great things that we do. Okay. And well, she told me don't say her name, so I was about to. But my dear friend, I thank you very much. I know you're listening, and I really do appreciate you very, very much, okay? Now, I'm getting ready to go to a caller right here because they've been waiting so patiently. Let's see. Caller, are you there? Wait a minute, caller. Hold on. Let me make sure your mic is on. There you go, caller. Give me your first name, and where are you calling me from?
Mr. Mosley, this is Greg.
Greg, how you doing?
I'm good, man. This is Paris's boyfriend with our son, Little Greg.
Yes, I remember. How are you all doing?
Oh, we're doing good. So I just have a quick question for you.
Okay.
So we moved to California.
You all moved to California?
Yes, we made the move to California, and we're super excited.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to California. What part of California are you in?
We're in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. All right. Yes, LA.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, so we moved out here on the 28th, and things were going great when we started off. We hit a little rough patch, and we just want to know, what do you see in the future for us, in the immediate future?
All right. What I do see is that you need to focus on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're wanting, because right now there's a need for finances right now.
Right.
Yeah. So right now, focus on what you want. I do see a job. You must be looking for a job.
No, we're not looking for a job. We have the business and the book that Paris was telling you about.
Okay, I have to tell you what I'm sensing. I still sense a job.
Okay.
I really do. I know you got the business, but I have to be honest, I still sense a job. So right now, to get yourself caught up to where you may need to be or where you want to be, think about a job for right now. I see your future in California, in Los Angeles, can be very successful. But in the immediate future, which is what you're asking me for right now, I have to tell you, I do see a job. And there are several opportunities. Now, is one of y'all a bartender?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. I'm trying to operate in integrity here because I'm looking at three bars. Mm-hmm. I see like three bars, like I'm actually in a club or something, and I see that positions that, in other words, you have three opportunities to get a job in bartending. So now that may not be what you desire, but that is what I am absolutely seeing. And right now, you just needing to get stable in California. I do see the success of it, but you just got to be stable. Right now, someone said this statement, and I'm going to pass it on to you. And I read this somewhere. It is, let me see if I can get it correct now. I may have to paraphrase it, but let your job support your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not it. Hold on. Let your job support your career until your career can support your lifestyle. That's it. In other words, sometimes we have a desire to do something, be a famous singer, actor, have our own business, our own company, and that is all possible. But the universe gives us ways to make that possible. So right now, I feel a job is going to help you to make that career possible, and then your lifestyle that you really desire will blossom, and you all will be very, very happy. But there are some things that your baby is going to need, and you're going to need that extra source of income coming in very soon. Does that make sense to you, Greg?
Yeah, it makes sense. We are on day 29 of the Cassie Parks Manifest 10K in 90 Days course.
Yes.
As well. So we were just, wondering how you see that going as well.
I see it going very well. Honestly, really do see it going very, very well. And just stay focused on where you are going. This
right.
is, in other words, you just act as if it's already there. And I really do. And in fact, I really would love to see if you all can get on the cruise going out next year. Try to make that one of your goals as well, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely looking at the cruise.
Make that one of your goals, because I would love, I'm going to be there, and I would love to see you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely, Dr. Mosey. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time.
You are more than welcome, and give my love to Paris and Greg Jr. Tell him Uncle Michael said hello.
Okay, sure will.
All right. God bless you, Greg.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, I want to encourage you, those of you that want to be part of our live audience, all you got to do is text the word LOA to 40691, okay? 40691. I would love to talk to you, okay? You got to do it. I promise you, you got to do it. Why you haven't done it? Go on and do it right now. Listen, if you have a question, those of you that are online right now, those of you that are on the phones, press *6. Brent, I'm getting ready to come to you. Let's raise our vibration, everybody. How do we do that? Focus on good. Focus on wonderful thoughts that make you smile. What makes you smile? Brent, I'm coming to you and I'm going to ask you that question. What makes you smile? All right, I want an answer, okay? I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm getting ready to go back to the phone line. You know what? Before I do that, Brent, hold on. I want to read an email. Someone sent me an email that says, Dear Dr. Mosley, I just listened to the opening of your show, which always make me smile, as your energy and your enthusiasm are just infectious. I like that. I like that word. She said, you asked for a shout out from the people in New York. And although I live between Florida and New Jersey, today I find myself in New York on business. And so I am sending you a huge hello. I've been listening to all of your podcasts through the Law of Attraction Network, and I am hoping very soon to be able to consult with you. But I did not want to let another day go by without thanking you for being so enthusiastic, encouraging, positive, and uplifting to your listeners. While in a very simple and easy to understand way, you share very important truths about our lives and the universe that we can all learn and grow from. So again, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, and I know I speak for thousands of listeners all over the world when I say keep doing what you do, and may God bless you, Sandra. Oh, Sandra, I'm telling you, you made me cry. I feel a tear welling up on the inside. Hold on, Brent, let me get myself together. Let me get my, y'all know I get mushy real quickly. I really do, but I thank you so very much. That really did touch my heart. Thank you. Thank you. And those of you, don't forget that those of you that want a reading, even a hypnosis session, we do have a special going on this month. Now, you got to go to the website to get the special, but there is a special that's going on for the summer. That's a yellow flyer on my website. So if you really want, there's a discount on readings and a discount on hypnotherapy sessions. But you got to go to the website to do that, okay? In other words, the hypnotherapy sessions, you can get three sessions for $100 each, but you got to get three. Okay, you got to get three, and normally the sessions are $150 or $175, but you can get all three for $300. So I encourage you, you want to quit smoking, want to lose weight, want to build self-esteem, you want to get over your fear of water, you want to build a better self-image, maybe you're having some issues regarding sexuality or sexual functions, hey, really, it may be funny, but we really can't help you because it really is not funny. So we can help you. Go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com, okay? DrMichaelMosley.com, okay? Now, let's go here. I'm going to Brent. How you doing, Brent?
Dr. Mosley, my friend, how are you?
I am doing good. You know, I look forward to you on Wednesdays. I really do. If I see you online, I said, okay, thank you. It's going to be a good show. If I see Brent online, I said, okay, we're going to make it. I really do say that. You know, there are some people in your life that you can count on, and I'm really appreciative that you're one of those ones.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So now, Brent, what was the question I asked you?
What makes me smile or something? I wrote my answer down, but I forgot what the question was.
You got pen and paper ready. What makes you smile, Brent?
Me, when I'm practicing being a sovereign self, being my sovereign self.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Brent, you know what? I had a Bible study this week, and I talked about the power of being yourself, being determined to be you and being true to who you are. And that's who I feel God has made us to be. Be true to be you. And in the hood, in the 70s, we used to say this, don't fake the funk. You know, that's what we used to say in the 70s. But you know what? It's good to be true to you. You don't have to put on airs for anybody. And you know what, Brent? When you do that, you raise your vibrations. Don't you find that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as you mentioned in the past, you know, when you're doing the chameleon thing, you're hiding out, not speaking the truth. That takes a lot of energy, and that's a waste of energy, and that's also why people have depression and anxiety. They're not being their true selves, or they're not following the guidance they're getting. They're doing the opposite, and that causes conflict.
Yeah, it just feels better.
Yes.
To be true to you. It feels better. You know, that was a story in the Bible about David and Goliath, and David, a little boy, and he was fighting this giant Goliath, and they put all of this armor on him, but David wasn't used to all of that, and he couldn't win the battle. He couldn't even fight with all that stuff on him. He said, just give me a slingshot. That's what I'm used to, and I can take down anything. Just let me be me. Now, that other stuff may work for you, but it doesn't work for me. And, of course, if you know that story in the Bible, he won. He knocked down Goliath and killed him. So it's true to be yourself, because in being yourself, you raise your vibration and you attract the good that you desire. Does that make sense, Brent?
Oh, absolutely.
So it's important to raise your vibration. So now, Brent, what do you do when you're feeling kind of blasé? And sometimes things are challenging you. How do you raise your vibrations?
Well, lately, I'm getting better at this. I raise my frequency by being present, being grateful, and being allowing. And to further that, as you were asking other things earlier, you have to ask for help and then make efforts to follow the guidance. Do something. But you got to ask.
Asking for help. You know, I want to do a show about that, because sometimes it's hard to ask for help because it makes you feel like you're inadequate. And sometimes it makes you feel like you are irresponsible and you're not knowledgeable enough. But it's true. Everybody, I believe, at some point got to ask for help and to realize that you're not alone. There are people that in the universe, even there are spiritual beings that yes. will help you, that will reveal the next course of action for you to take. Now, Brent, I believe, you and I have talked, you know, I believe in angels. I believe in the spiritual beings that are around us or our non-physical partners. And they will give you the guidance. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I can attest personally to the power, in particularly of Raphael. Real nut short story. Basically, I was in the hospital the second time recovering from my treatments of radiation. And frankly, I was done. I had enough. At one point I was leaving my body. I was looking to exit. I was trying to push buttons, get out the doors. I wanted out. And all of a sudden the room became extremely bright green. And I knew it was okay. It was great. I got my energy back, and I woke up the next morning just totally amazingly refreshed. Raphael is one of my biggest heroes.
Wow. You know, what a powerful story. And you know what, right now, I believe that you are raising someone's vibration by hearing your testimony to know that healing really is possible. No matter where you find yourself in life, it is possible, but the key thing is to raise your vibration. In fact, I think that's why a lot of times we bring flowers even to the hospital room to kind of cheer the patient up, to kind of raise that vibration up a little bit more so that they can really attract the healing. Brent, I appreciate you.
And I appreciate you, my friend.
I really thank you. And you know, another thing that helps me to raise my vibration sometimes really is appreciating others. When I think about different things about people and even yourself, we've only talked a few times, but you have really been very motivating, even in your texts, as you send me texts. You send me texts. And it really does. It's inspiring. Just like the letter that I got from Sandra. Other people, when you appreciate others, it raised the vibration, not only for them, but even for yourself. Especially when you're vibrating on that high level, you don't mind letting somebody know, hey, Brent, I appreciate you. I love you dearly. So you stay encouraged, Brent, and keep moving forward. You promise?
Absolutely. Blessings, my friend.
Blessings upon you, Brent. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your intuitive life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Hold on. I got more for you. I'm coming right back. Again, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, your intuitive life coach, and I just have so much fun. Listen, if you're not a part of our live, well, our recorded live audience, however you want to say it, you need to text the word LOA to 40691 and go on the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay, go on the website. I would love to get your opinions. You can email me from there and all of that. You can give a donation if you desire. We welcome that. you know, everything costs. So we welcome your donations. We welcome your love. We welcome your support. Let's go here. I'm going back to the phone line. Let's see. Caller, are you there? Give me your first name and where you're calling me from.
I'm here. My name is Janae, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Janae, and you're calling from Maryland?
Yes.
All right, Janae from Maryland, what can I do for you?
I just had a question, well, like two questions. Can you tell me why I have financial issues and also issues with men?
Why you have financial issues and issues with men?
Yes.
All right. Number one, the issues with the men, let me go there since that's the last question you asked. There's an issue with your father. Now, were you very close to your father?
No.
And see, that's the issue that I'm picking up. But it also made you kind of not trustworthy to men. What I can't go too far, but you saw something happen to your mother or either a female that raised you, and that made you self-conscious about men. Does that make any sense? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, so this is what we have to get past. This is the issue that we got to work on getting past and getting help, as Brent just talked about. You know, ask for help to get through this, because you can. I believe you're a very pretty lady, but sometimes you also doubt your own self.
Yes.
And we need to change that. We got to change that real quick. We really do. We got to change that really, really quick, because you really do have a lot of good within you. But we got to change the way you're thinking about yourself. Now, the money, go back to yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm getting this, and I'm hearing this really strongly. Why you don't trust yourself with money? Do you hide money from yourself?
No, I try not to.
Okay, I have to get this feeling. It's like you don't trust your own self with money.
Okay.
Do you put money away in order to forget about it, or put it in wrap up 220s and put it somewhere else, so I'm going to leave that there and try to forget that it's there and not spend it? Do you do that?
Yes.
Okay, that's my way of saying you hide money from yourself.
Okay.
Now, I understand a lot of times people do say, I want to save it. But in your case, it's like you're hiding it. And the way you're hiding it, you're in the universe, you're saying the same thing. I want money to stay hidden from me. Don't come to me too closely, because I may spend you too much. And I don't have enough self-control to really monitor how I'm spending. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So we got to welcome money.
Okay.
I want you to start welcoming money. Now, don't go and spend all your money on things that, you know, may not need, but welcome the money, appreciate it. And in fact, hold it a little bit longer to say, I just really love you. Get a $100 bill and just love on it.
Okay.
Put it up against your cheek and see how soft it feels against your cheek. Child, money is powerful. You hear me?
Yes.
Money is powerful, but I want you to begin to really appreciate money. There's so much more that desire to come to you, but you sent a message out to the universe that says, I cannot be trusted, and that's why it started backing up away from you, okay?
Okay.
So get ready for, what is something that you really look forward to buying?
A house soon.
How old are you, Janae?
I'm 24.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you sound like you're 23. And you want to buy a house already? I like you, Janae. Janae, are you engaged right now?
No.
Okay, I may need to hook you up with my son. I better not do that. He going to kill me if he hear this broadcast. And you in Maryland?
Yes, Paris told me to call you.
Paris told you to call me?
Yes.
Wanda, to give Paris my love. She is a lovely young lady. Oh, that's yes. right. She just moved to L.A.
Yes, she did.
Okay, and you didn't come with her?
No, I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get there.
You know, but believe it or not, I really do sense that. That's why I asked that question.
Yes, I am.
I really do sense that you're trying to get to L.A. Well, you better hurry up. Okay?
I know. Yes, I know.
Well, hurry up and come on out here. We got so much for you out here in L.A. in the California area. And are you an artist?
No, I'm not.
I'm looking at something like
hair.
This.
Hair, you do but...
Okay. I'm looking at artistry here. And I'm looking at like designing. It's like drawing and designing. Now, that's not what you do. It's going to be a part of your future somewhere in the near future at that. But I'm looking like you're drawing something on a piece of paper, and then I see mm-hmm. you like designing it in person, whether it's an outfit or maybe some clothing or furniture or maybe just maybe hair, maybe a styling that you may do. But I have to tell you, I do see some artistry work, like you're very artistic, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hang in there, Janae, and I appreciate you for calling here.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. God bless you. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your host. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm just so glad. Hey, if you want to talk to me like Janae, text LOA to 40691. Now, go ahead. You know that phone right by you. Go ahead on and text it. I'll be right back. And everybody, I'm so glad that you are tuned in, and really, I'm having a great time with you. You know, we're talking about raising your vibration. Make sure that you are elevating your vibration. Operate on a higher level, okay? Those of you that want beautiful things in your life, who don't want beautiful things? Well, then you focus on things that are beautiful. That's why, and for some reason, I feel like telling you this. When you go home or when you're in your apartment, your room, make sure you put the things that are really pretty to you, things that you desire, that motivate you, because it causes you to raise that vibration. Remember now, whatever level that you are vibrating on, that's what you are attracting. And you must change that if you want to attract greater. If you want to attract better, let's say it that way, okay? You got to make sure you be cautious, be aware of where you are vibrating, okay? Don't go around having no more bad days, getting up at the wrong side of the bed. Sleep on the other side of the bed, D. Sleep on the other side of the bed. But do things that will lift your vibration, that will make you smile. Sometimes, even here in California, sometimes the weather's nice a lot of times. I'll roll the windows down and just enjoy the air running over across my bald head. Huh? Do something. Go eat some ice cream or watch something funny on television. Go look at the mountains. But raise your vibration. And in doing so, you're practicing operating on that higher frequency. And do you know when problems come, they're not so quick to pull you down, because you're practicing being at that high vibration. You know, if somebody cuts you off on the freeway, you're like, ooh, why they do that? You know, but thank God they didn't hit my car. And let's keep going. You know, because you're focusing on that high vibration. Now, if you're on a lower vibration, you start cussing and everything. Why they do that? Da-da-da-da-da. All right. Check and see what level are you vibrating on. Oh, listen, y'all. Y'all know what I always say. I'm not out of words. I'm not out of advice. I'm not out of love, but I am out of time. I got to go. I really do. But would you do me a favor? Check out the website. I really would love to talk with some of you, and you can email me by the website and log on to Facebook at DrMichaelMosley.com, okay? DrMichaelMosley.com. I got to go. Raise your vibration. Lift it up higher. There's so much success that is meant for you. I'll see you again next time. God bless you, everybody.
Mm-hmm.